let's discuss other experiences. Now, I know that it can confuse people sometimes if we go into labeling what these experiences are. In the Eastern philosophies, there are terms called samadhi and nirvikalpa samadhi. And then there are other ways of describing these different levels or experiences, such as initiations into light, etc. But for now, let's talk a little bit about this Eastern term called samadhi, because it really is quite fascinating. We can at level 4 go into states of samadhi during our meditations. This is when eternity, God, whatever you choose to call the beauty of light, is actually meditating us. There are lower and higher states of samadhi. The highest is nirvikalpa samadhi. However, that is only experienced at level 5 and way beyond. In early stages of samadhi, there is a spiritual connection that lies beyond waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. When we are in this state, there is a pausing of specific mental activities while increasing activity in other areas of the brain, which allows for more conscious awareness to be downloaded to our awareness. That is why we have the beautiful light buzzing sensation inside our skull. This is the object of meditation, to be able to absorb more light. Another aspect of samadhi includes a unified experience in which our consciousness becomes one with the sea itself. This occurs when all of our other mental activities pause, all except consciousness. Concentration is not samadhi. Concentration helps us to create a mind capable of experiencing samadhi by strengthening our mind. Sometimes we may have light experiences happen after an actual meditation, as the light is still being transmitted and being assimilated long after the meditation. As it is absorbing, this higher state can occur when we least expect it, hours or for days after we have meditated. We may be in public and will feel such bliss and find it hard to speak, stand, or even walk. We are overcome with love and feel such love for every person we see. We can feel as if we actually know each person. And at these times, we do know these people. We know everyone because we're all one. This has happened to me even when at the post office or while sitting in a movie theater. I've had to pinch myself to stay focused. Otherwise, I would be an embarrassment. Actually, I wouldn't be embarrassed, but the strangers I would have gone up to and told them how much I loved them and how beautiful they were sure would be. My friends who know me well are able to help me at these times by simply hugging me and grounding me with their energy. So thank you, my darling friends. But just to let you know, when I first had some experiences with light, many, many years ago, I felt such deep emotion and I thought I'd arrived, I'd come to this wonderful place. And then I realized later that that wasn't the truth. Joel S. Goldsmith, an enlightened mystic, wrote about this beautifully in Living by Grace, that sometimes we can have these really strong emotional experiences. And if we're really emotional people, we will feel very, very strongly that we've gone into samadhi or we've had this light experience or that we've arrived. However, how we can really, really tell if we've progressed or if we have had one of these experiences is how we respond to the world afterwards. Because you can have a real emotional high from meditation and it's not necessarily samadhi. We don't, as I said before, we don't really like to label things. We're just going through this conversation so that everyone can understand a little more. But if you really want to know how you're progressing, watch your response. Are you still reacting to the world? Or are you just letting it be and just responding with peace in your heart? If somebody challenges you or your beliefs or criticizes you, do you react and feel fearful or mad or angry? Or are you at peace with it and have no judgment about it? This is a beautiful and very clear way for us to not get egotistical when we start having spiritual experiences and to understand, are we reacting? Or are we responding? If we're reacting, the ego is still very, very much in power. So what we've got to do is to stop and notice, oh, okay, I definitely haven't arrived. There's nowhere to arrive anyway. We are just going back to where we've always belonged, and that is home. But anyway, getting back to this. So these conversations are to help us, because sometimes we can get very, very egotistical without even realizing it. Like, oh, it's my light. You know, it's very important to not speak about it unless you are with people who are also students, or they are with their teacher and you want to discuss it with your teacher who understands, so that you can then, I go through and talk about this with my beautiful friends Lawrence and John, and that really helps when we go through these different experiences over the years, so that we can say, okay, well, that was my ego. I thought I was having this amazing experience, but it wasn't. It was my ego. I'm still feeling lonely later, and I'm still reacting. So once we start releasing that, we may not even notice it's being released until one day there might be a huge, huge challenge that comes up in your life. It could be the loss of a loved one. It could be a financial, or it could be, you know, many, many different things that would be challenging you at that time. But if you stay strong in the light and realize that these things of the Maya hold no power, they have no power. The only power is in God. And even that is not saying that God's the highest power or the lowest power. It's just that there is only God, eternity, light. This is our truth. And when we live in the moment, meditation is to get us to live in the moment and to release the past thoughts and the future thoughts. They're the scallywags that get us to react. So I just wanted to interject this here. You won't find what I've just said written in the actual printed book. I wanted to add this as I was feeling that some may need to know that little bit of information, particularly those who are not really understanding where they are right now. And so you will know through, they say, your fruitage, but I think the fruitage is how you react or respond. Are you responding with peace and love, or are you just still an unbaked cake with icing and then later you're going to erupt and go, rawr? We want to know that that peace is real. And any time that we have a reaction, though, it's great because we can stop immediately and say, okay, that is not the truth. That is not the real me. The real me comes from peace and love. There's nothing that can hurt me. I am immortal. When I leave this body, I will live on. So there is nothing to be afraid of. Fear is a lie pretending to be the truth. You know, and what we said in part one, you know, ask yourself, what is it I'm afraid of losing that I've now got? Or what is it I'm afraid of not getting that I want? It's usually the ego wanting something or getting into competitive mode or feeling less than to keep you not empowered, just the opposite. So let's just be sure that we can look at that and know that reaction and response is one very, very beautiful and simple way to be able to see where we're really at in consciousness. Now, getting back to samadhi, because it is beautiful to understand these different explanations that are written in very esoteric and sort of convoluted, hidden ways within the Eastern philosophy books, which eventually you will, every time you read them, understand more and more what Krishna was saying to Arjuna, etc., in the Bhagavad Gita. But getting back to what's actually written in this book, when we stay really strong in our body, it does actually help our mind. It helps us to focus so that we can have really good meditations. So if you're finding it challenging to be focused when you meditate, and you're finding it challenging to sit in the lotus position on the floor, go and take some yoga classes. Go and do some karate. Do something to really start getting your body strong. Even a treadmill. I mean, when I first bought my treadmill, it was the best investment I ever made as far as anything in my home was concerned, except for my bed. That treadmill and my bed are the best investments I ever made. So use it, though, if you get a treadmill, and it will really help you. And listen to positive music or something that's going to really focus your mind when you're on that treadmill. Now, let's go back to the book. There are times when we can be totally aware that we are not in our body, and we find that we are observing our body as if it were a doll or a car, totally separate to us. I remember one time I was literally walking out of Whole Foods on my way to the bank, and all of a sudden I had this weird feeling come over me, and I saw this car. I'm only 5 foot, but I like to wear nice high shoes. They're just fun. Love it. It's just good fun. Anyway, I'm walking beside this big car, you know, these big four-wheel drive cars, and I saw myself so tiny next to this big car. And it was really weird. It made me giggle and laugh. And I was outside of my body, and not like looking down at my body, but just my observer had taken over, and I was still in the body, but I wasn't in the body. I was observing this little body, and I was really appreciating this little tiny body. And I was like, wow, I'm really little. Well, look at me. I know, you know, I'm about 98 pounds. And I was looking at just, and it made me giggle. And then I went into the bank, and it's quite high where the teller was, but you know, it was like up to about my neck. And I got the giggles again. And the teller said, what's so funny? And I said, I'm so little. I never ever realized how little my body is. And he looked at me as if, yeah, okay, lady, now what do you want? Next, please. You know, it's so much fun. There are times when we will be shaken with such tremendous light and love that our whole being will vibrate. And through tears of bliss, we will laugh and giggle. And this is what happened to me this particular day. It just made me laugh and giggle. Others around us may also begin to giggle, even though they may not know why. You know, this thing called the Maya sometimes is quite hysterical. When we are in these states, everything just seems so silly and funny. When we observe everyone taking life so seriously, it really can be quite hysterical. In days of old, we were probably put in the loony bin. Another day, oh, there was this beautiful little girl, little child of about one, maybe 10 months old, 12 months old, smiling at me in the post office. And her heart opened to mine, and it was all I could do to not start kissing everyone in sight. Her smile was so pure. I saw God in her, and I said silently to her, hello, God. Please remember, little one, when you are grown up, please remember who you are. At these times, it is so important, as I mentioned before, to have a strong body when you may go through these experiences when you're out in public, and that it's well nourished so that we can ground ourselves enough to live in this world and in the other world. I have friends who remind me to eat, as an undernourished body will float away. And we do have to live in this world as well. If I feel like I'm floating too much, I'll just say to myself, have I eaten anything today? You know, what are the signs that I need to just, you know, and it's different if you have time to go on a fast and you're safe at home and you can sit there for a whole weekend and just meditate and get to the highest states that you can. Beautiful, do that. But when we're out in public, we have to be careful. We've got to drive these big, huge cars that go very, very fast. We have to navigate the world in these high heels. So being nourished and keeping ourselves well hydrated is extremely important. Other times, you know, our experience is that we may feel everyone's sorrow and feel such compassion that it's almost too much to bear. Again, at these times, we have to ground ourselves. Because we're extremely psychic beings anyway, everyone's psychic, but when we're taking on more conscious awareness, we're psychic to the way people feel, and we'll go through experiences, we definitely will, where we feel such compassion. We have to ground ourselves and just allow ourselves to be an instrument of light and know that nothing and no one can hurt anyone at these times. And so allow the compassion to be there, but don't let it bring you down. Ground yourself, but that's not bringing you down. Grounding yourself is not bringing you down. I'm going to repeat it. Grounding oneself is not bringing your consciousness down. It's just allowing you to be able to live in this world while you're having these experiences. Yes, I am repeating myself, but through repetition, you will remember these words when these experiences come over you. Remember level 3, where we went into high states of love and then into feelings of being unworthy and not being good enough, the dark night of the soul? Well, at level 4, we too come in and out of experiences, feelings. However, it is very different. We now have to deal with two worlds, one of light and beauty, and one in the so-called real world. And then we have to do our best to go about our daily business while still feeling this strong pull to let go and just swim in the sea. To live in the world is hard sometimes, but if we are to do any good for others, we must do whatever it takes to ground ourselves so we can get good work done and help others. We must focus all our first attention, that left logical brain, into doing our daily work and do every tiny detail with total focus in that moment and as impeccably as we can. This also helps us to be mindful and to get things accomplished, which also helps us become more successful. Now the projects we work on will be fantastically successful as long as we stay focused and ground ourselves with no attachment to how the outcome is to come. If we just float around, we will never achieve anything that will help us to be prosperous because, as mentioned many times, money does help. If anyone tells you that money does not help, and I'm not talking about helping with consciousness, I mean helping you live a good life so that you'll have the time and the freedom to be able to sit down and meditate and travel to beautiful power spots around the world. As I said, if anyone tells you money does not help, then they simply may not have as yet experienced what wealth can do. They say this as it feels better to talk about money in a negative way so that they do not feel less than or a failure. We must, if we are still not as yet experiencing the prosperity we desire, keep our attention and intention clear, do good work, complete projects, and let the divine presence do the rest. Our timing is not God's timing. It may look like things aren't working, as I spoke about earlier, but they are working if we do the practice. One day those doors will fly open, and as Napoleon Hill said, you'll wonder where all that money was in during all of those lean years. So consciousness is so important. And then when the wealth does come, do not, or the health or whatever it is that you've been wanting to experience, don't sit back on your laurels then, my darling friends. That is the time to really stay focused so that the ego doesn't take over. Sometimes at level 4, we may seem overly enthusiastic to people on the outside, but this is simply God tickling us. Others who can feel will see it through our eyes, as our eyes are very bright and shiny. They will feel it going through us. Our soul's vibration is felt immediately by less clogged beings. We often have God bumps, goosebumps when not cold, all over when we are experiencing this bliss. Others also will feel these God bumps, even if they are at a level 1 or 2, and they may simply think it was something else that caused it, a draft in the building perhaps. This does not matter to us if they do not know the reasons. We are simply happy to see God work through us and help affect positive change in others. We know others absolutely are with us, are being helped when we know it's God's grace. The minute we think it's us doing it, well, then we have lost that gift of God's grace. We have to do this. And yes, I know you have heard this by now a zillion times, but it is vital that we never, ever, ever allow ourselves to think it is us. The ego at this level can still attempt to make us think we are important and special. It is not us, not the us we know as Michelle, Bob, Paul, or John, or Lawrence. It is the I in us that is God's grace light. This light is literally flowing through our instrument out to the world, and we feel such gratitude that we can be present for those who need more light. Even if they are not aware of it, they would not have met us if they did not at some level desire better lives. They would have been somewhere else that day. It is a privilege to be an instrument, a true gift, but it is never us. If we ever, ever feel it is us and that we hold the power, then we are still at level 2 or 3. As these levels really, really, really have our ego thinking I'm going to be annihilated and doing everything it can to trick us into thinking that we're better than we are or that it's us that does it. Yes, we are transmitting a lot more light, but our ego is still puffing us up so that it will feel important. What a scallywag that ego can be. You ruffle its hair, call it a knucklehead, and shrink it on its way. This is also a challenging time when in business with others or with partners if the appearance of success has not yet manifested. Our faith and trust is so strong. We know that God in us is the supplier and the supply, and we know that all we have to do is trust and keep working on our projects, and that all will be well and prosperous as long as we never give up. You may ask, well, what's so hard about that? Well, when we have others we work with who are worrying about money, the economy, etc., nothing we can say will alleviate their worrying. They do not wish to hear from us, oh, have faith, just trust a little longer. You will see that things will shift. Our source, God, is supplying us with all we require, even if we cannot see it yet. All will be well. In fact, all is well. No, no, they do not wish to hear this, so get off your soapbox, honey. They only want results now, and there's nothing wrong with that. People live in the real world that they call the Maya or the real world. And all we can do at these times when we know God's timing is perfect and we can trust in that is to let them know we are there and we will not let them down. We must continue to work hard with love and excellence with our projects and our business, which is God's business. And this will demonstrate success. It can, however, become very draining if others are not believing in us, indeed at earlier levels, because it's not us that we believe in anymore. We know that. It's God through us. So when we have others around us worrying, whether it's your spouse or your business partner, etc., they do not realize that they are actually slowing things down by their fretting if we get caught up in their unconsciousness. And this isn't a negative, this isn't judging. It's just if they're in that worrying mind full on, well, then we are also, if we start reacting, we are becoming unconscious with them. So what we've got to do is just absolutely just love these people deeply. Don't come from any fear. If you do, just release that fear and know it is not the truth. These people do not at any way, I know they don't mean to be mean, they are simply in a worried state of mind. We must do all we can to remember in these times that the only power is God and that no one's worried vibes has any power to stop us from experiencing or them success. Do not speak to them about your faith, as this will not help them if they haven't awakened to that as yet. As I said, let God's grace flow through you and into your business. Let that be the demonstration of faith. Turn away from these appearances and keep working and taking action, because it will turn around. Now, I'm not saying don't work on challenges when they come up. Of course you have to. You can't just sit there and say, God will look after the rent. You know, you've got to go and pay the person that you owe rent to for your office or the electrical bill. You can't just sit there and think that the mail's going to be posted for you. That is not what I mean by letting it go and turning away from the appearances. I mean, turn away from the negative vibration or the Maya mindset is what I'm saying. Keep yourself very disciplined in your practices at this stage. If this is going on, I highly recommend that you stop 6 to 8 times a day, maybe even have your alarm in your cell phone set every 2 hours or every hour and just stop for 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, because you may think you don't have time to stop, but that 5 or 10 minutes that you stop to consciously connect with your presence within, with God within, well, then the next 40 minutes or 45 minutes of that hour will be beautiful and everything will evolve perfectly. So whenever you feel you don't have time to stop and meditate. That's when you absolutely must make that time, create that time. Time's an illusion anyway, but you know what I'm talking about. So just let God's grace flow through you and into your business. Turn away, as I said, from the appearances and just take action with a positive mindset. Keep the mind in a place of grace as much as you can. For some of us, our work and career goals will shift or change dramatically with this faith. Perhaps we're not supposed to be in that particular line of business anymore, and it's actually God doing light interference so that we can shift into what we're really, really going to be doing that will help our purpose. We will absolutely know that God is in us, guiding us always to right livelihood. And just because some aspects of our business get hard, that does not mean that that business is not for our highest good. If we expect everything to be easy, everything to be just, oh, I don't have to work, I can just do an hour a day, well, that's fine. But anyone who has got to that level, you will find, if it wasn't through an inheritance, that they did work hard for a long time beforehand to get to that level. And that's great. But do not let these sort of things that you hear or read about allow you to make excuses. The ego will come up and say, oh, you don't need to work. Remember what Michelle said? You just let it go. You just don't focus on the present, you know, and it's allowing you to believe that and to get into inertia again. So be very, very wary of when these things come up. And you know what? Anyone who has ever supported us will also be very, 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 very well looked after by the light. Oh, yes, indeed they will. Even if they do not believe us, we believe, we know, and we have more than enough faith to carry everyone through, as it is not us carrying anything through, it is God power. We just do our work to the best of our ability and let God do the rest. How cool is that? Plus, everyone must take responsibility for their own choices and decisions in life. Remember what was written in the money book about decision? Please read that again. So, of course, we are responsible for situations and for people, but we're not responsible to them per se. So if we continue to think that everything is our responsibility, there are other people involved. They have made a decision to be involved with working with you or to marry you or whatever the situation is. So we have to let ourselves relax a little and just know if you know the truth within your soul that you are doing your very best and that you are trusting in God, then you have made a correct decision. At level 3 or 2, this is much harder when our loved ones or business partners start to worry, as at these levels, we love so deeply and are very, very psychic and sensitive to the energies around us. So we can even become ill as we desire to have everyone be prosperous and happy and feel it is all our responsibility. I went through this and I became very ill. I wasn't allowing myself to rest. I felt like I was responsible to everyone and everything, and I was working 16, 18 hours a day, and I was becoming unconscious to what everything was about and allowing myself to be extremely drained. I don't blame or judge the people that were challenging me at that time. It was my responsibility to sit down and meditate and to let myself work through it, which I did. We are responsible to do all we can, absolutely, to the best of our ability, and show up and smile and have strong intent. But how it all works is God's responsibility. God is the supplier and God is the supply. God is the only source. When the veil has been lifted, the veil of illusion, all we truly desire shows up as it was always there. We live in God's kingdom. We are offspring to the only power there is. How could we think we control any of it? We do not. I am does. God is the only power, not the banks, not the people, and certainly not our minds. God is the only power there is. God is not even the creator, as that would imply that there was a beginning. There has always been eternity, God, just as we have always been. And God is always with us, always, even when we do not believe. Oh, what a feeling of peace, serenity, confidence, and gratitude and absolute amazement we have when at level 4 we finally know this to be truth. No one can intellectualize truth. Truth must be experienced from within. Now we know we are an instrument of light, and yet we are not in complete unity with the sea, where we can say, as Jesus the Christ said, "I am the light of the world." We do not have the ability yet to say that. We can feel the light, but our ego is still healthy enough, as is our humility, to know we are not there yet. If we have to ask if we are there, well, we are not there. Are we there yet? I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I need to go to the loo. Are we there yet? Not yet. So now, let us visit the place where so few have traveled, level 5. I am the sea.